Hey, what's happening, people? You're tuning in to Music and Motivation with Chris Davis. This is episode number 168, and we're just fresh from an awesome Forgiving Tree show this previous Sunday, the 21st. Today is Wednesday, the 24th, and I'm kicking it with you, some of my favorite people of all time. So I wanted to share a little bit from that very awesome show with you. And to get started, I got a little bit of music as per the usual. And this was our set closer. This is called Rock Until the Cops Come. And this was awesome, man. And I hope you enjoy.
Hey, man, real quick. Again, we're the Forgiving Tree, man. Thank you all for coming out here for these great bands. Yeah, if you want any Forgiving Tree merch, it's over there. Please follow Forgiving Tree on like Instagram, YouTube, all that social shit, you know. Whatever. Stuff that makes us money a little bit. This one we wrote because we're from St. Louis, and so are you guys, so enjoy this song, okay?
That was awesome, man.
Here we go. Let's get into the show a little bit. Hold on. Hold on. Let's get into the show, man.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy, Chris Hippie Davis, coming to you live from the studio, chilling with you on a Wednesday. Happy to be here, and happy to be healthy and alive with y'all. Happy to have had a successful show on Sunday. That's what's really happening, man. Wanted to start off by saying thank you guys for being here today. And if you came out to that show on Sunday, thank you for being there. It means the goddamn world to me. And, dude, some people came from all over the country to be there. We had one band that was from New York. We had one band from Austin. We had one of my favorite people drive all the way from Kansas City day of to see just a 30-minute set, man, come out rock with us, bro. It means the absolute world to me. So thank you all. Thanks to the fans and fam, you know, top fam, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for being there. You know, let's see. Today is Wednesday the 24th. Show was Sunday the 21st. We played with a lot of people, man. We had like a 7-band lineup. We were first up to bat, dude, which is a little bit, it's not, I don't want to say scary because that's not right. You know what I mean? I wasn't like scared or anything. I wasn't really necessarily nervous, but I knew that, like, the opening band is normally the easiest to follow. And that's why they get booked that way. So I was like, man, I want to make all these mofos work for their money. So we played a tremendous set, and that's all available on YouTube. If you want to go check out the full set, man, go over to the Forgiving Tree page. My drummer Alex produced the whole thing. We took 2 different videos. He spliced them together and used the pro audio he recorded to put it up there. So I think you guys will enjoy that, man. It's probably our best video we have up yet. Go watch. It's just like a 28-minute set. You might as well, right? Throw it on while you're cooking dinner. Or, you know, throw it on while you're going down. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Shout out to all the bands because you know what? We were kind of being that opening act. We're kind of in a tough position. We don't know what everybody else is going to sound like unless you go do the research, which we did. We just kind of got a good feel for what everybody's sound was. We knew we matched. We knew we were picked because they already liked our stuff, you know, which is really nice too. Going in, knowing that they like you. You know what I mean? We got picked by the headlining band who is called Makes My Blood Dance. They're from New York. They're a disco metal band, and honestly, they're pretty far out. They are pretty far out. I love them. Great crew, great vibes. Their music, awesome. Stage presence, awesome. Personality, awesome. And you know what? They got some crazy outfits, man, which I really appreciate, man. First of all, it's hard as shit to get on stage and not be, like, self-conscious at all. Like, and go up there and do your stuff and not mess up. It's another thing to go up there and be exactly who you always dreamed of being on stage, wearing what you want, going like full, you know, Elton John, or like going crazy with it, man. You know what I mean? These guys were dressed like they were in Glenn Danzig's band. You know what I mean? They were crazy awesome. Let me know. I need to step up my stage outfits a little bit. Just a little bit. So Makes My Blood Dance, thoroughly super cool. Go check them out. Thank you guys again if you ever hear this for all the promotion and all the opportunity in general, man. We had a blast. Gonna shout the other bands in the order of like just how much I enjoyed, bro. Honestly, and they were all good. Don't get me wrong. They were all, I'm not gonna put it like that. Just like level of kindness and interaction. How about that? The Scatterguns, shout out to them, man. They blew our heads away with their music, man. I love, like, Southern rock. I love heavy stuff. And they combined the two to make an amazing, amazing, like, thrash Southern rock band, bro. It was awesome. All instrumentalists were great. The vocalists, tremendous. And they were all so nice. Approached us to let us know how much they loved our music, man. I thought their music was fucking the tits, dude. Like, tremendous. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. I wish I had sound of tremendous. Get Joey Diaz in here to say tremendous for us, you know. So the Scatterguns, go check them out, man. They're a Cape Girardeau band, but they're all over the place. They tour there in St. Louis a lot too. I can't wait to see them again, honestly. They were great. We had a lot of St. Louis. I want to shout out that Austin band, Edge of Destiny. They were super cool. And a lot of personality in that band too. Tremendous guitar player, also a Chris. Shout out to Chris for letting me use his guitar cabinet and being just like the nicest dude about it. Just being so cool, which is a big deal. And like, no ego. He could have, he might have been one of the best guitar player. Who knows? But tremendous how they were doing it, and tremendous how they were hopping on tour with It Makes My Blood Dance. We also had a lot of St. Louis local bands. I want to shout all of them out, too. We had Bring Me the Fires, who were awesome. Like a rock-folk-like combo with a lot of heavy folky stuff. It was awesome. With an electric violin. You don't see that. You don't see that ever. So that was pretty tight. Sacrifice the Sacred. Again, happy to see you guys again. We played a show with you back at Red Flag, and it was good to know y'all still around doing it. Who else? We had Serenade of Silence. They were really cool, man. In fact, they were very personable, very approachable. They came and just kicked it with us. It was not, you know what, man? Part of my dream of being a rock star is just kicking it with other rock stars, dude. I grew up looking at all these pictures of the Grateful Dead and all my and Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, and they're all hanging out with like other bands, either backstage or out gallivanting or whatever. You know what I mean? Hanging with their homies who are other rock stars who can relate to them. Part of what I wanted. And you know what? Shout out to Serenade of Silence. You guys are rock stars, dude. Your set was phenomenal, too. All of them, super tremendous musicians. Great music. Actually, their music verged on kind of like our heavier shit, too, dude. It was awesome. I would book a show with them straight the fuck up. So, like, go check them out. I feel like I'm forgetting one band. I don't want to forget a band at all because they were all great. They were all awesome. So we had the Scatterguns, Makes My Blood Dance, Edge of Destiny, Serenade of Silence, Sacrifice. Oh, that was everybody, because we had six, and we would be the seventh, right? So, tremendous show, everybody. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. Again, if you want to catch that, go check out the Forgiving Tree YouTube. Shout out to Alex Ward, who is our Savage of the Week, by the way, for being best drummer ever and best producer right now. Shout out to you, man. I feel like I gotta fix my mustache after that last coffee drink, everybody. Real quick, you know the drill, man. Take a second for yourself. Hydrate. Take a sip of coffee. Do whatever. Smoke them if you got them. It's been a while since I smoked them if you got them on this podcast, but it's okay. It happens every once in a while. Let's see. So Alex Ward, Savage of the Week. Shout out to you, buddy. Thank you for everything you do for us. Let's do some tips for surviving the week, everybody. Let's do a couple of those. Pew 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 pew. Tip number one for surviving the week, let's see. Keep those good friends around, dude. If you got people in your life that genuinely care about you, got your best interest at heart. And, you know, ride or dies, that's what's up, man. Keep them close to you. Check up on them, like, every 2 weeks. Make sure that you stay in contact, you know. I know somebody is a really good friend of mine if they call me, just out of the blue. Check up, you know what I mean? To do, you know, just, hey, man, it's been a while. I miss you, man. Hope you're doing well. This shit means the world to me, too, man. Shout out to people who do that, especially my man Dallas Sander, bro. Love you, dude. You're a fucking G. But yeah, and here's what we define a Goomba as. I've used the term Goomba. Keep those Goombas close. Goombas are somebody who got love, loyalty, and respect for you in their heart. And if you know somebody that's got all three of those qualifying characteristics, keep those motherfuckers close. That's what I'm saying, guys. Okay. Tip number two for surviving the week. Call 2 to 3 different Goombas of yours every week, okay? It doesn't have to be the same one. It can be the same one. Depends on how many Goombas you have. I know a lot of people, so I have to kind of, like, check in on everybody. I have to change it up every week just so that, like, I'm getting everybody in, letting everybody know, hey, Chris thinking about you. You know what I mean? And if I can get 3 in a week, I know I'm doing pretty okay. And that's because, you know, social media only does so well at letting us know what's up with our people. You know what I mean? When something is really wrong in my world, I definitely don't let anybody know about it. I don't post nothing about it. I ain't telling nobody about it. It's kind of one of my flaws, for sure, for sure. That's not a healthy way to cope with. I don't want you guys to think that's necessarily healthy, right? But you got to be able to call those Goombas. You got to have those people that you can talk to, and you got to be able to, like, check up on them, right? So call three of them. I feel like I was going somewhere else with that, but it went out of my head there for a second. So sorry, guys. Tip number three for surviving the week. Okay. I've used this one before, but it's been a while, so I wanted to bring it back up. We spend so much time in our cars that, you know, it can be monotonous. And we all got our favorite stuff to listen to, right? This is tip number three. Make sure you got great music in your car. Because if you're going to spend so much time of your life in there, whether it's the commute from work, whether it's traveling for work, whether it's, you know, just your daily run to the store and stuff, have great music in there and listen to it. Also have an outlet for new music. You know what I mean? Find, I like my public radio stations in St. Louis because they are great. They change up what they're playing every hour. They have different segments and different radio hours, so you never know what the fuck you're going to listen to when you tune into them. It's pretty awesome. I find the best jazz, the best experimental stuff out there, the best hip-hop, the best rock, the best new rock, the best new bands, all by listening to 88.1 in St. Louis. And then if I don't like what's playing on 88.1, it's just a short jog to 88.7, The Sound, the jazz station. You know what I mean? And that's pretty cool stuff, too. Let's see. Tip number... we're done with tips for surviving the week. Although, I will say, man, if you're having a terrible week, if you are struggling to get through it, make sure, A, you talk to a friend. Call those three Goombas we talked about. But there are resources for you, man. Don't feel like it's... if you've ever had, like, a suicidal thought in the last week or so, man, like, call a helpline. And there's no shame in calling a helpline. In fact, that is exactly what they're there for. And they're so happy to help you. Because we'd all rather you be the here. You know what I mean? I do, too. In fact, if you're one of my homies who's feeling that way, call your boy. Let's go fishing. You know what I mean? So... just a shout out for those of my friends who might be feeling that way. You know what I mean? Hey, dude, it's been a kind of a tough year for some people. Inflation is high right now. Bills, you know, your paycheck just isn't going as high far as it used to. And I'm feeling that too, man. I want you guys to know you're not alone. And things aren't always going to be like this if you're having a tough week, you know? So, hey, keep your head up, dude. I love you, and, drop a voicemail or shoot an email at us. We got both of those in the comments down below in the description. Feel free to hit that with if you ever need help with, like, a question, comment, concern, you need some advice, anything like that, man. That's what it's there for, because we love you guys. Thank you guys for being here. Let's hop into some tips for musicians and music lovers, shall we? That's what we're here for, right? A couple of tips for musicians. Tip number one, keep practicing, okay? I have an end-of-season show with a bunch of my students here this upcoming Sunday. And, you know, you can tell who is ready for it because they've been practicing, man. They know all their stuff. They've played through it 20 times. Some of my kids have played through their stuff 20 times, and they know it in and out, and that's beautiful to watch. Some of my kids, I can't get them off their phone during rehearsal, and I'm not sure if they've ever practiced if they have a piano at home. You know what I mean? So when that happens, dude, who do you have to blame? Who is cheating you on your skills? It's you, bro. Don't be like that. Don't cheat yourself of that success. Don't cheat yourself of a good show. The feeling you have when you get off stage after a good show, it's like nothing else, dude. It's like nothing else. Don't cheat yourself out of that. Do the work. Do the practice. I like to say that if you can practice 3 times a week for at least 20 minutes, dude, you're still going to make some progress, dude. You're going to make some you know, jumps and leaps, bounds, real quick. If you just, like, sit down with it three times a week, even just 20 minutes, man, what's 20 minutes? 20 minutes is not even an episode of SpongeBob. Or maybe it's just over, okay? If you have, like, a 17-minute episode, you got to fill it with, like, commercials and stuff, right? But it's not even a half hour of program television. That's what I'm saying. 20 minutes is somebody's drive to work. If you're a vocalist, that's an easy 20 minutes. That's all I'm saying. If you're practicing in the car on your way to work as a vocalist, you know, achievement unlocked, right? You know what I'm saying? So get the practice in, dude. You want to hop on that exponential curve to success, dude. That's all I'm saying. Okay, let's hop off it. Tip number two for musicians and music lovers, dude. Stay till the end of your concert, okay? I am so guilty of this. I want to go ahead and say this. Guilty, okay? Unless I'm, like, the headliner, I'm the last person playing. A lot of times in the past, I'll split before the end of the show because we got an after party and I'm trying to get people home for a decent bedtime or something dumb like that. We're young. Go party late, you know, catch the rest of the bands. Or make the concert the party. One of the two, right? But that's like, I figured that out this last show, that you just got to make the rest of the concert the after party, and then the rest of the bands will love you for it. You know what I mean? Because we had a motherfucking party the other night. That's what I'm saying. But stay till the end of your shows. Okay? If you're like the opening act and you dip right away because you have another show, I get that. I get that if you got another show that evening. You know, you're getting paid. They'll understand. You know what I mean? If they were getting paid double that night, they'd understand too, and they'd want to dip as well. But if you ain't getting paid for an after party, what are you doing? Stay for the fucking show, dude. Support the rest of the bands. Who knows? You might make a network connection that you vitally, vitally need. And that's what I'm saying. Support your local music scene, and it will support you, bro. Woo! Tip number three for musicians. Let's see. I'm trying to think of a new one off the top of my head. It's always tough. Hey, if you're in a band, this is an easy one. If you're in a band and you have stickers, like of your logo or whatever, put it on your stuff. That's one thing I really like from the Dead, is that they had that Steal Your Face logo. That was made so that they could put it on as a sticker on all their shit so they knew what was theirs, you know? So if people tried to jack their stuff, it's pretty easy to say, hey, dude, that had my sticker on it. Or that's my sticker right there. Give it back, you know? Not that anybody tried to jack my stuff. It's just makes it easy to keep track of your shit. Am I not right? And it's pretty classy, too. So I'm just saying, if you're in a band, put your stickers on your equipment. At least your bags and boxes and gear, you know, stuff you're hauling. I put it on all my guitar cases so I can just like, no, dude, that's my guitar. So, that's all for tips, okay? It's kind of turning into a longer episode, and that's great because I love you guys. And I'm sure I want to get another guest back in here next week, so get ready for that. I actually had somebody reach out to me over the email who was a listener who is, like, another musician who wants to, like, guest. But they're, like, from New Zealand? I don't know, man. So that's pretty cool that the reach is out there. And she seemed really cool. So probably have her on sometime. But let's see. Any other Chris Davis news? Updates for you. Let's see. Definitely trying to have music and motivation every week. I'm doing my best, people. We're back at it a week later. Your boy's at it. Comedy by Coincidence. Keep tuning into that because, man, it gets better every episode, dude. We're like 60 episodes deep at this point. And Ty and I are on a roll, dude. If you want to know the newest shit about your boy's cologne habits, go over to Comedy by Coincidence, because that cologne spiel from last episode was tremendous on episode 59. Or maybe it was 58. Comedy by Coincidence, Ty Young. Go check it out. My man Ty Young is my favorite comedian ever right now. So I'm enjoying getting to work with him, and I'm living my dream of getting to be on a comedy podcast. He's also coming to town soon in mid-September, which means more in-person episodes. Fuck yeah. I kind of get sick of doing the Zoom thing, but any excuse to get to kick it with my man Ty is a good excuse. Am I right? So, I don't know a whole lot, guys. I do not know a whole lot. I guess my anniversary is coming up. Somebody needs to remind me. Probably myself. Shout out to my lovely wife, Dr. Evil, KD, you rock. She played a hell of a show on Sunday, too. It was the most I've ever watched her move on stage. So that was pretty cool. All around, the band played a pretty good show. I had one beer before I went on, and that was enough to slow my fingers down. So no beer before shows for your boy. That's all I'm saying. No beer before shows. After shows. Beer time. Okay. I think that's a good spot to end it on, beer time. Okay. So you guys have a great rest of your week. I'll be back next Wednesday with some more news updates. Who knows? Maybe a guest. You guys have a tremendous week. I love you. You be good. You stay safe. And stay out of trouble. Okay. Write out those goals. Cross them off. And keep practicing. Mad love and respect.